Chapter 4 of the Second Epistle of Paul the Apostle to Timothy, American Standard Version. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Sam Stinson by HisFaith.com. Chapter 4. I charge thee, in the sight of God, and of Christ Jesus, who shall judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears, will heap to themselves teachers after their own lusts, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and turn aside unto fables. But be thou sober in all things, suffer hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill thy ministry. For I am already being offered, and the time of my departure is come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but also to all them that have loved his appearing. Give diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas forsook me, having loved this present world, and went to Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia, only Luke is with me. Take Mark, and bring him with thee, for he is useful to me for ministering. But Tychicus I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, bring when thou comest, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord will render to him according to his works, of whom do thou also beware, for he greatly withstood our words. At my first defense no one took my part, but all forsook me. May it not be laid to their account, but the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and will save me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila, and the house of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained at Corinth, but Trophimus I left at Miletus, sick. Give diligence to come before winter. Eubulus saluteth thee, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. End of chapter 4, and also the end of the book of the Second Epistle of Paul the Apostle to Timothy.